Welcome to our weekly program about the world of films. Today we have in the studio Michael Ford, who's going to answer all our questions about what are called special effects. These are the techniques that allow life-size dinosaurs to walk the streets and people to disappear in a puff of smoke. In other words, they allow filmmakers to turn fantasy into reality. And these days we expect to see them when we go to the cinema. So, Michael, my first question is, have special effects always been used in films?
Well, a long time ago, when movies were something very new, nobody talked about special effects. Back then, they were called tricks, and they were very effective even then. So, special effects are nothing new. The difference is that nowadays, special effects artists use incredible technology.
So, who created the first really good special effect?
I think it was a French magician back in 1899. He decided to make a short movie. It was only about a minute long, in which he made himself disappear, and he made his assistant disappear. It was sensational for those days, of course. Today, we're used to seeing movies where the whole buildings and even cities vanish right in front of our eyes.
That's right. Now, there were some films that made movie history for their use of special effects, weren't there?
Yeah, that's right. There's one movie that's considered the most influential special effects movie of all time. It's not Jurassic Park, as you may think. It's the 1977 movie called Star Wars. They didn't have the technology we have now, but their planets and spaceships and battles looked extremely realistic.
So, digital technology has made all the difference?
Definitely. It's the most powerful tool that special effects artists have now. With digital technology, you can change anything in a movie. You can move people and objects without any effort. You can just search and search for the perfect special effect until you get exactly what you're looking for.
And what about the images of animals created by computers? They're so realistic, aren't they?
Yeah. Think of the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. This is the work of computer graphics artists. Not an easy job. They have to make detailed observations of the movement of animals to make their creations true to life. If they're not convincing, they're no good. If they don't terrify the audience, they're a failure.
Yes, we want the special effects to be perfect, don't we?
Yes, we do. In a number of recent movies, they use models of famous buildings, really large ones, and they have to be exact replicas. For the movie Independence Day, where aliens invade and destroy the Earth, the director wanted a large detailed replica of the White House in Washington, D.C. This was designed and constructed by a special effects team who worked on it for 5 months.
And then it was blown to bits in just a few seconds.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the specialist technicians do. They do the extra special effects. For example, explosions. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, it's not easy because there's no room for mistakes. The model is carefully arranged to blow up in the right way for the movie. You press the button and boom, it's all gone.
So, are there any challenges left for special effects artists?
Oh, yeah. The most demanding task for them at the moment is the creation of synthetic humans. It's no longer enough to create realistic monsters and backgrounds.
Do you think there's a limit to what effects can be achieved on screen?
With technology, everything's possible. I would say that the only limitation now is the artist's imagination. That's why you need special effects artists with technical knowledge and also imagination. Both are essential.
I see. Well, thanks very much for joining us today, Michael. Welcome to our weekly program about the world of films. Today we have in the studio Michael Ford, who's going to answer all our questions about what are called special effects. These are the techniques that allow life-size dinosaurs to walk the streets and people to disappear in a puff of smoke. In other words, they allow filmmakers to turn fantasy into reality. And these days we expect to see them when we go to the cinema. So, Michael, my first question is, have special effects always been used in films?
Well, a long time ago, when movies were something very new, nobody talked about special effects. Back then, they were called tricks, and they were very effective even then. So special effects are nothing new. The difference is that nowadays, special effects artists use incredible technology.
So who created the first really good special effect?
I think it was a French magician back in 1899. He decided to make a short movie. It was only about a minute long, in which he made himself disappear, and he made his assistant disappear. It was sensational for those days, of course. Today, we're used to seeing movies where the whole buildings and even cities vanish right in front of our eyes.
That's right. Now, there were some films that made movie history for their use of special effects, weren't there?
Yeah, that's right. There's one movie that's considered the most influential special effects movie of all time. It's not Jurassic Park, as you may think. It's the 1977 movie called Star Wars. They didn't have the technology we have now, but their planets and spaceships and battles looked extremely realistic.
So, digital technology has made all the difference?
Definitely. It's the most powerful tool that special effects artists have now. With digital technology, you can change anything in a movie. You can move people and objects without any effort. You can just search and search for the perfect special effect until you get exactly what you're looking for.
And what about the images of animals created by computers? They're so realistic, aren't they?
Yeah. Think of the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. This is the work of computer graphics artists. Not an easy job. They have to make detailed observations of the movement of animals to make their creations true to life. If they're not convincing, they're no good. If they don't terrify the audience, they're a failure.
Yes, we want the special effects to be perfect, don't we?
Yes, we do. In a number of recent movies, they use models of famous buildings, really large ones, and they have to be exact replicas. For the movie Independence Day, where aliens invade and destroy the Earth, the director wanted a large detailed replica of the White House in Washington, D.C. This was designed and constructed by a special effects team, who worked on it for 5 months.
And then it was blown to bits in just a few seconds.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the specialist technicians do. They do the extra special effects. For example, explosions. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, it's not easy because there's no room for mistakes. The model is carefully arranged to blow up in the right way for the movie. You press the button and boom, it's all gone.
So, are there any challenges left for special effects artists?
Oh, yeah. The most demanding task for them at the moment is the creation of synthetic humans. It's no longer enough to create realistic monsters and backgrounds.
Do you think there's a limit to what effects can be achieved on screen?
With technology, everything's possible. I would say that the only limitation now is the artist's imagination. That's why you need special effects artists with technical knowledge and also imagination. Both are essential.
I see. Well, thanks very much for joining us today, Michael.